Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Thank you for joining us today. I am so happy that you are with us today. I hope that you can hear me. May have a little bit of a technical difficulty here. Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, TLC, for letting me know that. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Marie. You know, often we don't step out 100%. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, thank you. Often we do not step out on faith because, I don't know, is there someone that's on the phone that does not hear me? I'll put it like this. I'd like to know if you're able to hear me on the phone. But often we do not step out on faith because sometimes we have some doubt as to our purpose. We can sometimes lack clarity or precision of purpose, but if you'll take the challenge, I like to say it like this, and just reflectively ask yourself, what is my purpose? And perhaps I want you to just dig a little deeper. What am I called to do? And it can also be very revealing if we ask ourselves, what do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? And have some of you set aside something because it didn't happen the first time you tried. Often, we really do not step out on faith because we lack clarity. So hopefully today in this podcast, we can get some clarity and continue to move forward. Great. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm getting some very positive feedback. Thank you. I also want to just say up front on our broadcast today, if you're an entrepreneur, and I would love to invite you to just come on to the Dr. Glovina Show, and I'd like to talk about how you got started, how you overcame obstacles, and really just where you are now in your business and what your future aspirations are. If you're interested in being on the Dr. Glovina Show, please, I'm going to give you my email address. It's an old school one. I'm fair warning you, but it's revglh@yahoo.com. I told you it was an old one. And just put in the subject line, interview. And I would love to interview you, and I want to hear from you. I want to hear from entrepreneurs, those that have started their businesses. It could just an LLC, a nonprofit. Maybe you're just starting it, but it's okay. You may not be exactly where you want to be, but I believe that because you have stepped out on faith, I believe that this can be very, very vital to our listeners. So here we go. Let's talk about the new you. Maybe this will tie right in because there is a key coming, the new you. You know, the key to transformation from an old nature into a new life. I'll say a renewal of the mind. And so to have the mind renewed, sometimes it just needs a little repair, a restoring, a mending. It may just the mind maybe just needs to be made a little better. How about that? Maybe it needs to be replenished, restarted, regenerated, revitalized. I'm just saying these things. I really want you to begin to look at the new you. We don't have to wait until the stroke of midnight on December 31st. You can begin right now. As a matter of fact, sometimes it gives us a head start when we begin now. We begin to clear out some of the old and embrace more of the new. You know, to renew, sometimes to renew is to make life new, to restore a freshness to you, a vigor, like a perfecting, to make you brand new. It could be a spirit renewal. Replacing of the old with something new. Can you imagine this? But can you imagine this happening in your mind internally? You know, sometimes we'll redo our bedroom, you know, new curtains, beautiful new covering on the bed or new carpet. But how about if we redo our minds? Yeah. Can you conceive that? I mean, renewing the thought processes, the attitudes that we have toward others. How about even renewing our mind to embrace new plans for the future? You know, part of what the Dr. Glovina Show is all about, I really want to help you get, you know, to get your week started. That's why I chose Mondays to do this show. You know, it's designed to uplift you, to assist you, to just getting a deeper relationship with God, with yourself, your family, your place of worship, your community, the world at large. That's my desire, because these relationships are paramount, and they need to be deepened. Yeah, and we've been studying. You know, I've been teaching a series on relationships. Everything's a relationship. You know, I heard someone say yesterday, you even have a relationship with your vehicle. Yeah, yeah. These relationships are paramount. But let's get back to the new you, the new you, the new you. Yes, yes. A new perspective. Being changed into something brand new. You know, something that God would like for you to do. And do you realize that as we begin to follow the directions and the instructions from God, when we get on the path and the provision is there, sometimes it makes us become new, become whole. Yeah, become whole. Nothing missing. Absolutely nothing missing. It's wonderful. And so I want you to get in a good place. Begin to let go of the old and come into a new level of communion with God until you begin to feel the renewal. It's not difficult, but it does take discipline. Sometimes when we are coming into the new, we have to maybe remove some things from our life. Something as simple as fasting. And I don't mean to say it blasé, something as simple as fasting, because fasting can be challenging, but the discipline of it will help us. Fasting can also not only clear the mind and give us positive effects in our physical bodies, but it also helps us spiritually. It can help us to get focused on what. So let's begin to look at what can I do to become new. And I know sometimes I'm actually struggling. I'm struggling to become new when I really don't have to struggle. I just need to embrace it. You know, sometimes I'm speaking of myself now, I'm attempting to know you know, things of God. Listen at this, my beloved. Sometimes I'm attempting to know and embrace things of God with the old mind and the old way that I did things. When God is bringing you something brand new, You know, spiritually, he's bringing you something brand new. Spending time with God, having what we call me moments. And at this point, I promised myself that I was going to stop and just give a shout out to Dr. Cindy Trim. And I just want to say, Dr. Trim, I want to thank you for how you have poured into my life, and I want you to know that I value it. You know, sometimes we do attempt to embrace and know the old mind and the old way of doing things. We have to come out of that. And spiritually, we can do this by spending time in solitude. Spending time, I'm talking about time that we can take a deep breath, step away from the cares of the world. Don't be intimidated to think that I don't have time to do these things or that's not for me. It is for you, my beloved. It's for you to set aside some time. I had shared with one of my relatives that I took about 2 or 3 weeks, I don't remember now exactly how long, but it wasn't that long ago, and I turned off the television. And I'm telling you, during that period, I accomplished so much. Things is that God began to reveal things to me. What do you mean, Dr. Glovina, revealed things to you? Things that I had been thinking about. Issues that I needed answers to. When I quieted myself and I turned off some of the cares of the world and went into deeper prayer, deeper meditation, deeper studying, deeper reading, God began to reveal things to me. Nothing spooky, my beloveds, just the things that I needed to know and things that you need to know. If you'll spend time with God, it will renew you. It will renew your spiritual being. Yes. Your spirit will begin to take more control of leading you and guiding you in the paths that will help you fulfill your divine purpose. And I have to do the same. And so this me time, it's important that... And you know what else it does? You probably already know this, but I'm going to say it. It helps you, it helps me, it helps us to better understand ourselves. It helps us to better, listen to this, I have to add this. It also helps us to better express ourselves. Because when we spend that time alone, you know, we're getting better. Our relationship with ourselves is being enriched. We're not so concerned about what's going on the outside. We begin to get concerned on the inside. Listen to this, my beloved, where the answers are for the outside. I like that. Answers that we need, often we're going to find it in solitude. Being alone with God. And we don't have to isolate ourselves for 24 hours. We're not talking about that. But what we are talking about is that in those me moments, listening to what we often call our intuitive self, listening to the Holy Spirit that can lead and guide us. And it can help us to prevent making unnecessary mistakes. We all make mistakes. None of us have achieved that perfection that we're striving for. I hope you heard that. We all make mistakes. But when we spend time alone with God, we begin to get a bit more authentic. Yeah. And what is authenticity, you know? What is a balanced life as we so seek for? It's being able to recognize your strengths, your gifts, your talents, the giftings that God has bestowed within you. You begin to learn to be yourself. you also begin to take responsibility to lead yourself, to lead. As I alluded to earlier, we begin to live from the inside out, not pointing fingers at anyone, but taking responsibility to lead ourselves, to express ourselves. And you know how we express ourselves? Basically by being true to ourselves. Oh, wow. The new you. Spending time with God, getting a better understanding of who God is, and then within that, we get a better understanding of who we are. Don't you want to understand who you are? No, I want to understand who I am. I want to get a better understanding of who I am so that I can ensure that I'm moving in the right direction. That's what we want to do. Listen, this is another thing. That new you has a physical component. It's not just spiritual. It's a physical component. I mentioned earlier about fasting, perhaps incorporating a walk. You know, I called my granddaughter yesterday, and she said, Grandma, can I call you back because I'm getting ready to go for a walk? And then we can talk while I'm walking. I love these millennials. Talk about talk about multitasking. So incorporating physical activity as well for the new you, thing that I am working on, and that's incorporating more exercise into my daily life. Sure, I get the exercise of reaching up in the cabinet, pulling the refrigerator open, opening up the cupboard, but I'm talking about more of a walking, perhaps 3 miles a day, taking a walk, walking 30 minutes and turn around, walking back. That's an hour. Getting out, getting fresh air. There is a physical component to this as well. The new you, my beloved, you don't have to wait till the stroke of midnight on December 31st. Let's start. You know, if you could partner with me and we begin to move forward with the new you, it's going to be beautiful and it's going to be so rewarding. You know, there's so much that I have to share with you. I'm really looking forward to us spending some face-to-face time together where we can do some serious impartation of knowledge and wisdom and sharing our life's experiences together. I'm looking forward. I really am. Because God has such a magnificent plan for our lives. When we come together, we're better together. I really believe that. The new you. The physical new you, the spiritual new you. Yeah, I'm not going to leave this out. The financial new you. I like to encourage people, one of the greatest financial things that you can do for the new you is to either begin tithing, giving on a consistent basis to your household of faith or an organization that you believe in. This will make a difference in your finances. There is something about the faith of tithing, because tithing isn't about money. There's such an equality in tithing. If you make $100 a week, then your tithe is $10. If another person makes $1,000 a week, their tithe is $100. Do you see the equality in that? Do you see the faith that's in that? If you make $1 a week, your tithe is 10 cents. But as you step out on faith, you will begin to see that your finances will be enhanced. It's like planting a seed and you begin to see a tender blade of grass. Yeah, you don't have to wait for the stroke of midnight. But what you can do is you can begin to establish clear financial goals. You know, create a plan to reach these goals. Could be retirement. I'm talking to, you know, we are literally around the world with this podcast now. As I've mentioned to you, we have listeners across the globe. But if you're looking at retirement, begin to set an amount and then take that amount and let that be your goal. I'm talking about a new you that's looking forward to retirement, because retirement is about money. It's not about time. It's not about age. Retirement is about money. Yeah. And in the meantime, I want you to begin to build an emergency fund. Have at least 6 months in the bank in case, you know, you need it. It's there. Emergency fund. Perhaps the air conditioner or this, or you need a major repair on your vehicle. But build an emergency fund. We're talking about a new you. We're talking about a new mind that can enable us to spiritually, physically, and financially step into new roles in our life, not waiting for just January 1st, but being bold enough to step out on faith now. Require some budgeting and saving. Don't be afraid of that word. Some investment. And when you have assets, I'm talking to those who already have assets, you have to protect your assets. You're still talking about a new you and financial, becoming new in your finances. You have to protect your assets. In other words, you have to have insurance on your assets. That's all part of the new you. Managing your own accounts. Monitoring your spending. You know, one, if I could make a recommendation, many of you probably are already doing this, but if you can use one credit card, and then at the end of the month or when that bill is due, you pay that credit card off. You may have to work at this. You may be in debt right now, and you begin to work on it. Begin to take away the fat off your finances. What do you mean by that, Govina? Begin to pay off your small bills, the smaller ones that you can knock out fairly quickly. That will also give you a sense of progress. We're talking about a new you today, my beloveds. A new you spiritually, physically, financially. Manage your own accounts and monitor our spending. And then educating yourself. Keep up to date. You know, attend conferences. Take some continuing education courses. Read some of the latest books that can be. If you have an interest in a particular area, if you can take 30 minutes a day and read a publication or read something on the internet that is relevant to what you're interested in. For example, right now, personally, in my own life, I'm working on my personal brand. So I have 3 or 4 new books on branding. Yeah, because your brand, if I might add this, your brand is just not a website, a logo, a new signature, a photograph. Your brand is everything about you. So begin to educate yourself. We're talking about the new you. Yeah, come on. Yeah, keep up to date. Understand and get an understanding of how to build wealth. Begin to read books about wealth and investment. Sometimes you can read a book, you don't remember all of it, but you may take away 1 or 2 things that can change, modify, enhance your life forever. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whew. Get more into the digital world. Yes. Yeah, begin to utilize the digital world more. We're talking about the new you. Perhaps you want to invest in gold or silver or an IRA account. I don't know, but you do. But these are the kind of things I want us to begin to look into. The new you, recognizing who you are in God, created in the image and likeness of God. In other words, your self-worth of who you are in God. You are so wonderful, and you're so marvelously made. Yeah. You know, our time is just about up. But that's another thing, and we've already talked a lot about relationships, the new you in your relationships, not cutting people off, but just making sure that people are in the right positions in your life. Oh, I love you so much. I'm so glad that you took time to be with me today. This podcast, the new you, I know we have a lot to think about, and I want to share with you that I believe that you can do it. I believe in you. I believe that you can do it. If you just begin, as I think it was Confucius who said, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. It could be one step out of boredom. It could be one step out of depression. It could be one step out of doubt and fear. And it could be the step into faith and a greater life to upbuild the kingdom of God. And even to edify yourself and your community. I want to shout out. I really want to say hi to my beautiful mother today, my wonderful aunts. I love you so much. My sister Jewel, I love you. I want to shout out. I want to say hi to Judy. God bless you, Judy. I want to shout out to Denise today. I want to say hello to Sean and Marlon, Carolyn and Cheryl. And I want to shout out. I want to say hi today. Hi, Sheila. I want to say hi to Terry. Hi, Margaretta. I want to say hi to my nephew, Cameron. Hey, I love you. I want to say hi to Courtney and Isaiah. I want to say hi to Apostle Dr. Carolyn. Yes. I want to say hi to Helen. And I want to say hi to Isaiah in Atlanta. God bless you. I love you. I want to say hi to Joy in Texas, Cynthia. Of course, on the beautiful island of Sardinia. I want to say hi to Latorsha and Fabio. I want to say hi to Crystal, that great musician, Crystal. I want to say hi to Marie. How are you? I want to say hi to Coach LaRussia. Hey, I love that post that you put up. Thank you so much. Hi, Joanne in Atlanta. I want to say hi to Sonia. And, oh, hi, Michiko and Yuchi. Hi, Pastor Jane. Hello. I want to say hi to Dominique. I want to say hi to Dominique and Christopher or Kristen. I'll get it right. Just be patient with me, okay? I want to say hi to Maddie. I want to say hi to all my grandkids. I love you all so much. I want to shout out to Velma. Velma, I want to thank you. Velma. And Terry, thank you for making this show possible this month. Thank you so much. Hi, Wanda. I want to say hi. I've got two Denises. I want to say hi again to Denise and Gloria, Felicia, Shelley, Pastor Baker. Hi, Ms. Greenlee. Johnny and his wife and his daughter. I want to say hi to you. I want to say hi to Carla. Ella. Hi, Ella. Yeah, I want to say hi to, I got to say hi to my accountant, Cynthia. I love you so much. Thank you for keeping me, just keeping everything so straight for me. I want to say hi to Shatoria and James. Hi, Vicky. I want to say hi to each and every one of you. You know, if I didn't call your name, it's not because I don't love you and I'm not thinking about you. Did I leave anyone? Oh, my God. Just reaching out to say hello. I want to say hi to Amazing Love Fellowship as well. And my beautiful niece, Delia. I want to shout out to London today and Italy and France and Brazil. We have listeners from South Africa as well. Many in Ghana and Japan. Thank you so much for listening. I want to shout out to the Wendell Phillips alumni. And don't forget, hi, Kevin, Lynn. Hello, Tito. Yeah, Messiah. Hello. Oh, my God. Justin, we're praying for you. And Juanita, we love you. We're keeping you in prayer as well. We're praying for you. Hi, Jasmine, praying for you. Ah, it's been so wonderful to be with you during this time. I want you to move forward into the new you goal, a financial goal, improve a relationship. I want to say I love you, and please have a wonderful week.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity. Bye.